Right now it's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody.
Pretty active radar
map for so early in the morning, Marshall.
I was going to say it's an active radar map, and there's also an interesting time, I think, for meteorologists, simply because we've got one pretty big storm, Fiona, which is not going to affect us, but is going to affect somebody. And there's another, which might be another big hurricane that will wind up in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right. But before we get to that,
yeah,
severe thunderstorm warnings are out near the Berkshires. Right now in Massachusetts, Sandersfield, just east of Great Barrington, they're under severe thunderstorm warnings and some pretty heavy thunderstorms in that area. Canaan had some heavy thunderstorms.
Yeah, they just went through in Canaan. You're right. I'm looking at the radar.
Now they're slipping just to the east of Lime Rock and down to Dover Plains. We have another batch of heavy thunderstorms over Pine Plains. And to the west, Hudson, Saugerties, Kingston, all the way down to Wallkill. Some pretty heavy rain.
And I also see some thunderstorms are in the Poughkeepsie area that might cross through our area also.
They're west of Poughkeepsie right now, and they are moving northeastward. Yeah, everything is moving northeastward. So showers, a thunderstorm. There'll be late sun today, and I'm talking late, after 3 p.m. Highs will be in the mid-60s. The front goes by tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, mid-40s. Fall comes in at 9:04 p.m.
By the way, I just got a note, a text from Jill. It's bucketing there in Falls Village.
There you go. See?
And the radar does show that.
Yes, it sure does. Yeah. Watching it right now, very lit up. And partly sunny, a cool wind for Friday, a high of 60. But that wind tomorrow is going to blow 15 to 25 with higher gusts. So it's going to feel like it's, you know, down around 50 all day long.
Is it going to be that windy in the morning tomorrow?
Yes.
All right. I have sitting out on my dresser.
Uh-oh.
My gray sweatpants.
Yeah. It's a good thing you do, because you will be you'll be saying, boy, what a difference. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Saturday morning, we should be in the 30s. And Saturday during the day, with sunshine, will be in the mid-60s. It will cloud up Sunday, and showers will come in late in the day. And the highs will be in the low 70s. We have showers and a thunderstorm on Monday. Now, Fiona is still a Cat 4 hurricane, and 130-mile-per-hour winds. And hurricane warnings are out for Bermuda for tonight into Friday morning.
And you pointed out something yesterday, which I watched some national news yesterday that they didn't point out. I say, oh, it looks like the hurricane's going to miss Bermuda to the east and stuff like that. But you pointed out that it might be close enough where that wall,
eastern sector of the storm to be over Bermuda.
Yeah.
Yep. And the storm will, but the eye will move northwest of Bermuda. So that puts them in the strongest sector of the storm. And rightly so, that's why the Hurricane Center has issued a hurricane warning. Rightly so for that.
Also say that might hit the up in that actually might hit sections of Canada.
Yeah, it goes to Nova Scotia and then up into Canada.
And they say that Nova Scotia's never seen a storm that might be this strong.
I don't know if it'll still be a hurricane, but it'll at least be a tropical storm. And then it'll go into North Atlantic Canada as probably an extra tropical storm. So, and don't forget, it will also pick up forward speed. And as it gets into the cooler water, it should weaken. How quick it weakens is still questionable, because it's going to be moving so fast by the time it gets to Nova Scotia.
Now, it's going to weaken when it hits the Atlantic current, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I've been at that line where the Icelandic current comes into the ocean.
That's amazing, isn't it?
And that you get a drop of temperature of 30 degrees in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I went there in the summertime, and it went from 85 to 60 degrees and raw in a matter of literally about 20 seconds.
Yeah. Now, the next system that we're watching just east of the Leeward Islands, that is expected to become Hermine. That's how they're pronouncing
it. Yeah,
I
was going to bring that up. I saw that last night.
Hermine, just like M-I-N-E.
Well,
mine.
I was close. Hermione. I mean, we were close.
We were close. That is going to develop. That is expected to become a hurricane. It is expected to cross Cuba and head for the Gulf of Mexico. Two of the models are forecasting it to go into the central Gulf of Mexico. The other two models take it across Florida and up the East Coast. So it's divided right in half, but as I told you yesterday, I'm not counting on any of it. Let's wait and see, because even if the first scenario is correct and it hits the central Gulf Coast, the remnants of that will come northeastward to affect us.
Yeah.
So I think it's inevitable that one way or another we're going to get affected by that storm. And again, that wouldn't be until next weekend at the earliest.
And maybe it'll just be heavy rain and we can actually use the rain.
Right, it could be, yeah. But usually when these systems take off like that, there is still a wind field that generates, as was witnessed a couple of summers ago. Remember in New York City where they got all the heavy rain and the strong winds? That could still happen. You never, ever discount an X hurricane, especially over land. For some reason, the wind field holds together, and it's kind of interesting. What is also interesting, if the second scenario is correct, and it were to move up either along the East Coast or just inland the East Coast, by the time it gets to Quebec, a cold front will join forces, and snow will fly over northernmost New England. There have been instances in the past which we call snow hurricanes, when hurricanes form late enough in the season that they combine with cold air and their rain goes over the snow. So it's not unusual, but this so early in the year, well, it'll almost be October, would be interesting to see if that is the case. And one of the models that continues to insist how this is going to affect us directly is the Euro. The Euro model continues to insist on that. So we will just watch it and see what happens. I'm watching it closely because not this Saturday, folks, but next Saturday, October 1st, we are scheduled to do the last scene of our movie. The last scene. And it takes place outside.
Well, can't you add a hurricane in the mixer?
Wouldn't that be nice? The thing that makes it worse is that the last scene is what we call Yappy Hour. Y-A-P-P-Y.
Yeah.
Hour. It is a party for the dogs. Okay? And the dogs, there will be dogs there. So if the weather is that bad, that is going to have to be canceled. I don't know if it could be put to Sunday. If not, it may have to be put to the Columbus Day weekend. Among all the other problems, as I told you yesterday, I am now doing the part that my good friend David refuses to do 4 days prior to it. He lets me know this. I have 17 lines, which is not bad, but I have 17 lines that I have to memorize, and I have to do that part on Saturday, and there is nobody to do the camera work. So I have to put the camera on the tripod and on a wide shot and hope for the best.
You can do it, Pat. You can do it.
Marshall, it is just pushing me over the edge. I am so glad this is the last movie I've had it.
Yeah.
And I'm concentrating now. You know, I'm trying to get my attention away from that and I'm concentrating on the addition of our cabin. Since we got the permit, spoke with the contractor yesterday. He was going to pick up the windows. So he's going to be starting, and I'm going to concentrate and put all my efforts on that because that, I know, will bring me joy.
Well, especially if you can get the shell of it done.
Right, that's what they're hoping.
And
they're
that way,
get the whole shell done, right.
And that way,
in the spring, do the inside stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But that's much easier. I mean, you can still, it's usable space once the shell's up in the springtime.
That is correct.
Yeah. So if they get the shell up, that's great.
Yep. They just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Central Mass. Uh-huh. That line has moved out of the Berkshires. Russell, Chester, Highland Park, Springfield, Mass, Northampton, they are all under a severe thunderstorm warning.
So now we're gonna have these flashes of thunderstorms into the afternoon, or just these are the thunderstorms this morning, and then we're just gonna get showers.
I think that's it. I think you're right. Right now the heaviest stuff moved out of Pine Plains. It is moving up to toward Great Barrington. Saugerties still has real heavy rain, and it looks to me like Kingston is just moderate rain, but Poughkeepsie is now in the heavy rain. Myers Corner, moderate rain. That's all moving our way. So, Marshall, I want you to stay indoors for the next hour or two.
I think I can do that.
Okay, I figured you would.
I'm an expert at staying
indoors. Yeah, yeah. Well, everybody else who has to get out there and, you know, and the kids at the school buses and the stops and everything like that, just please take care, because we do have some heavy rain. I would say at least for the next hour.
And not in every place. Like right now in Sharon, we don't have heavy rain.
That is correct.
But it's extremely dark out, where it used to be a little bit lighter at this time of the day. Now it looks like nighttime here. So,
yep.
All right, Pat. Well, we'll check in tomorrow and see what's going on in the world of weather.
Okay, sounds good. And you be careful, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning with a very busy forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.